Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The city of Kenai has a new interactive online map for the Kenai Municipal Cemetery. The new online map includes the new and original sections of the Kenai Municipal Cemetery. The cemetery map may be viewed on the link on our story at RadioKenai.com. Mayor Brian Gabriel said that I'm pleased to announce the new interactive cemetery link available on the city of Kenai's website. This useful tool will allow folks to view available intermittent sites as well as local grave sites of relatives and loved ones currently interred in our cemetery. I'd like to express appreciation to our city staff, especially our clerk's office, for the efforts working with Gary Greenberg to accomplish this important goal. The city of Kenai has maintained the original cemetery ground since the early 1970s. However, it did not take ownership until 1985. The original cemetery still has cremation plots and columbarium niches available. Standard plots are only available in the new section. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is increasing the limits of sockeye salmon to 6 per day and 12 in possession for the Russian River and a section of the mainstream Upper Kenai River. This regulatory change is effective 12:01 a.m. Sunday, June 18th through 11:59 p.m. Friday, July 14th, 2023. The section of the mainstream Upper Kenai River with the increased sockeye salmon limits include the area that extends upstream from Skelak Lake to the ADFNG regulatory markers located approximately 300 yards upstream of the public boat launch at Sportsman's Landing. This includes the Russian River Sanctuary area and the Russian River from its mouth upstream to an ADFNG marker located approximately 600 yards downstream from the Russian River Falls. Anglers are reminded that they may possess only the limit allowed for the waters they're actively fishing. If a Russian River angler has more than 6 sockeye salmon in possession, then that angler may not fish in the waters with a possession limit of 6. As of Wednesday, June 14th, a total of 5,953 sockeye salmon have passed the Russian River Weir, located upstream of the falls. ADFNG estimates the escapement will exceed the early-run Russian River sockeye biological escapement goal of 22,000 to 42,000 sockeye salmon. In-season projections of escapement from the Russian River Weir indicate the escapement goal is likely to be exceeded, therefore increasing the bag and possession limits will allow anglers the opportunity to harvest more sockeye salmon, stated Acting Area Management Biologist Jenny Gates. Again, the bag and possession limit will increase on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. June 18th through Friday, July 14th. For full details, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Over a 9-day period in early June, 5 harbor seal pups were admitted to the Alaska Sea Life Center's Wildlife Response Program. With these new patients joining 4 from late May, 9 harbor seal pups are now under care at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. 3 newborns arrived in quick succession, a male from Pilot Point on June 2nd, a female from Homer on June 3rd, and a male from Kenai on June 4th. The 4th and 5th pups, a male from Homer and a female from Nikiski, were admitted on June 8th and 10th, respectively. All 5 seals were reported to the Alaska Sea Life Center's 24-hour stranded marine animal hotline. Upon discovery, each of the 5 pups were dehydrated, underweight, and had umbilical cords still attached, pointing to abandonment or separation shortly after birth. Newborn seal pups cannot survive long without maternal care, and each of the 5 cases, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, approved rescue after determining the seals were unlikely to survive without intervention. With help and coordination from members of the public, the Alaska Sea Life Center volunteers, and NOAA officials, all 5 pups arrived safely at the Alaska Sea Life Center for care. Stabilizing treatments are currently being administered by wildlife response and veterinary staff, and the pups will remain under close watch to further understand the severity of their conditions. More information will follow after further monitoring and examination. For more details on how you can donate, visit RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.